Begin transmission.
Hello, and once again, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of this very Dubious Goals Committee. What are we doing today? Well, the weather is not so great. It's a little bit warmer. All the snow is melting, but it's very windy, so we're staying indoors today. And we're not drinking tea. Strangely enough, I've got a little Melon Agua Fresca here. It's so good. El sabor de casa. And I just got done watching a very exciting football game. A rare Monday game for the English Premier League. West Ham United versus Stoke City. And although it looked like Stoke was going to win it with their single goal, West Ham came back in the last few minutes, tied it up. So, is there any more football today? Let's check just in case. No. Oh, Men in Blazers is coming up, though, so I'm going to have to watch Men in Blazers at some point. Yeah, this is that weird end-of-season catch-up time. All the teams have played uneven numbers of games, and so all these makeup games happen this week. So I'm sitting here with my cat. No, don't play with that. That is not kitty toys. This is not kitty spaghetti. It's not for kitties. And I've got some various things hooked up to the radio today. Don't chew on that. That kitty's trying to eat stuff. What are you doing? No, that's not a kitty toy. I got the pocket operator hooked up with that weak arpeggio. Plus, I've got the old CK10 hooked up. And today I was thinking, last night I was thinking, I gotta try to plug in a longer arpeggio. So we're going to try to do that just with two hands today. Not sure how this is going to work out, but we might as well try. The first thing I want to do, though, is change the tempo on the pocket operator so this works out a little bit better. Okay, so I guess the only thing to do now is to try it out. Let's try to sample an arpeggio. I don't know how much of that we got. I think we used up all the time we had. Let's see what we got. Yeah, the timing is terrible. Maybe we should try that again. And it sounded a little noisy, so I'm going to turn the volume down on the keyboard a little bit. We're going to try that again. And now I get nothing out of the keyboard. All right, let's try that again. Okay, close enough. What did we get? Oh, the timing is terrible. We're going to do this over again, and I'm going to try to start on the second beat, then we'll adjust the time of the sample later. Was that any better? Oh, yeah. The timing on that is much better. So, it's on the beat, I meant. So, let's, now let's mess with it. That's not what I wanted. Now I got to adjust it back to zero. There we go. Okay, so double time. Okay, quadruple time. I like it. I like it a lot. So let's turn off the keyboard to save our rechargeable batteries here. And what are we going to do with this? What do we got pattern-wise going in this thing already? Oh, yeah. Okay, so, first of all, what do we need to do? Switch to write mode, and we're going to take out that sample and that stuff. So now we should just have a beat. Yes, we just have a beat. And where's our arpeggio? There it is. Which one do we want to use? Let's go low. And we'll stick that on the first beat. How does it sound? Okay, that doesn't sound too bad. Not at all. I like it. Now, can we add something to it? We got one beat left. That only took up three beats. Now, what can we do with it? Should we unplug this? Oop, that made noise. I hope I didn't clip it. Okay, so let's slide the keyboard out of the way here. Okay, we've got a pocket operator. Okay, so now we probably need some bass. And we'll put in one of these. How does that sound? Cool. I like it.
Share each other's healthcare bills.
Share each other's healthcare bills. We're in disco. Let's kick this up to tencho. Actually, you know, that kind of sounded better as disco. Yeah, I don't know. It's half and half. I can go go to Tencho. I don't know, it could go either way. Does it work as hip-hop? Let's slow it down. Kind of funky. Disco me. Alright, so. Should we mess with this a little bit? Let's see what all we can do to our funky sample. What if we do this? Nope, we don't want to do robot voice or fifth or vocoder because that just takes our melody away. Yeah. I think we're better off leaving it alone. I kind of screwed that up. Let's try it again. Yeah, I kind of missed there. My timing is off. Let's listen to that beat rock. Rocking to the beat, y'all. Stutter out. These. There we go. Da 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 da. Yeah.
the truth of the matter is,
the way I played that arpeggio on the keyboard was I actually programmed it into the memory first, and then I used the one key play feature to time that out just right, since I don't have enough hands to play the keyboard and operate the pocket operator. So I'm discovering little tricks that are appropriate for what I'm doing here. So that's neat. All right. Well, what are we going to do next here? You know, I've been thinking a lot about stuff that I can sample. What can I sample? What can I plug into the pocket operator that will give me something funny? And, you know, the only other thing I've been able to think of, last night I realized, we could always go back to my bank and plug into the ATM and try to sample some of the ATM speech. I don't think there's a lot of noises, just mostly, you know, synthesized voice saying, press B to withdraw $20 or whatever. I can't even remember. It's been so long since I've done it. But we can't do that in the middle of the day. I'm going to be standing in front of the ATM. Well, actually, I'll be in my car plugging things into it. I hope people aren't waiting behind me in line. So, I don't know. Maybe tonight, in the middle of the night, I'll go do that. I don't know. What else can we do today, though? Well, first, I think I need some more of this Melon Agua Fresca. So thirsty. Okay. Ow. My knee is not in the best shape. In fact, my knee is in the worst shape ever. Ow. Yeah, remind me not to sit like this. Jeez, gotta get my leg up. Maybe I should wrap it up again. I don't know. Anyway. So what am I doing? I'm hooking the keyboard back up. I'm gonna turn it on. It's hard to play these tiny little keys that are, you know, 3 centimeters long and 1 centimeter wide. Yeah. And yes, it is only monophonic. You cannot play chords. Here's a C chord. Yeah, it doesn't work. Oh, polyphony, wherefore art thou? All right, so here's our beat. Now, where's our arpeggio? There it is. Now we just play along. A flat or G sharp doesn't like to sound all the time. We have some other problem there too, like this thing is dropping out when this is getting too heavy. else do we got? Well, we got the old radio.
The New York Times and the New Yorker both won for Einstein's sexual harassment story.
Boo. And I did figure out how to switch it to AM. There's a switch on the side. The switch is not with the rest of the controls. It's over here on the side, next to the tuning knob for the radio. And this is actually FM stereo. This little keyboard, the CK10, although it is electronically the same as the VL tone, it has two speakers. It does not have a calculator, and it's got the radio built in. And the two speakers do allow you to listen to FM stereo. But the keyboard is not stereo. It is mono. Mono and cheesy. Cheese-tastic. That's the entire range. Unlike the VL tone, this keyboard does not have the 3-octave select switch. So this is all you get. Which is what? 2.5 octaves? No, it's... Well, it's almost 3 octaves. So that's fun. Oh, what to do next? What are we doing? Are we going to switch it to AM radio? Here we go. AM radio. Ooh, it's so staticky. So silencey. Yeah, we're not picking up anything on the AM dial. Huh. I wonder why that is. Let's go back to FM. If I rise, let me
rise. Investigators are not being allowed into the scene of the 9 days ago. Officials from Russia and Syria have blocked a team with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW. This is after Syria and...
Yeah, we don't need any of that. Ow, I gotta try to shift position here and not flex my knee. Actually, I can flex it, I just can't sort of twist it. Oi. Oi, oiven, oiven. Extra noise. Listen to the pocket operator. Is it getting noisier? Or is it just my imagination? Having a strange day. Oh, my knee is just killing me. The phone would not stop ringing. I went to sleep at about 3 a.m. I woke up at about 6:20, tried to go back to sleep, but the phone rang 7 more times over the next 2 hours as I was trying to sleep. Everybody and their dog was trying to call me. Nobody that I wanted to talk to. That sounds cruel, but it's the truth. So, yeah. So I had fun trying to get some rest. Then I got up and everything was just a headache today. Then I checked the mail and I got some good stuff in the mail today. So I was happy about that. But, yeah. It's been a
slow day, and I'm not getting anything done. Oh, wow. I still haven't gone to the store. I need food. I need to buy some food. Do I need to go to the store today? Can I wait until tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe I should go tonight. Or maybe we should share each other's healthcare bills.
Share each other's healthcare bills.
Share each other's healthcare bills.
Oonts, oonts, oonts. Those double kicks are fun. Did it, did it. Did it, did it. Time at which we need to wrap stuff up. So let's kill the beat. And let me say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta get out of here. I gotta deal with my knee. I gotta figure out something to eat, and maybe I'll play with some more of my equipment. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
$20
Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my